This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 382, introducing Facebook Live and our number one reading strategy.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we answer a listener question about how to get started with successful reading strategies, as well as invite you personally to learn with us on Facebook Live. Hey, Jessica, how's it going? Feeling busy today?
Oh, just so busy. But, I mean, there are really fun parts of the business. Let me tell you the funnest thing this week. Yeah. Wednesday is James' 100th day of school.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Wow.
Yeah. So apparently it's really cool. His teacher's making a really big deal out of this for the kindergartners, which she should. It's fun. So every student has to bring in a bag of 100 things they've collected, like pennies or stickers, whatever. And then they also all have to dress up like old people and like walk around and pretend they're 100 years old all day.
That's awesome.
It's going to be so fun. We have to like figure out his costume tonight. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's going to be so fun. You're going to like dye his hair gray.
I know. Unfortunately, it's past Halloween, so I can't find any like affordable costume shops. I think we're just going to go to the Dollar Tree and just go crazy. Just find whatever we can.
That's going to be a blast.
So fun. Okay, so
that's cool.
We have kind of a two-parter today and tomorrow. We got a really good email from a listener, and there are two very different topics in here. One's about reading, one's about speaking. So today we're going to address the students' fears of reading. And then stay tuned tomorrow, guys, because we're going to continue with his speaking fears. So these are all really common questions. So that's why we're bringing this to the listeners today.
Absolutely. I love it when we get questions from listeners because it feels so relevant. Guys, again, you can send your questions in to us and we'll feature them on the show. If you send them to lindsay@allearsenglish.com, we can get those on the show for you. So good.
So hopefully this episode will come out in time to help this lovely listener who emailed us. Okay, so this is what he says. The biggest fear of mine when it comes to IELTS is the reading module. I actually cannot figure out the sequence of what to do first. Should I read the whole passage first or just see the questions and start scanning for the keywords? Either way, I am unable to get the desired outcome. If you could describe the order of activities to do to get the desired results, I would be so grateful. Okay, so that's what he says about reading. Lindsay, does anything jump out to you here from this question?
Yeah, well, what jumps out to me is this student needs a standard process.
Yeah.
Right? So he needs a go-to process, and that's what he's asking for. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's something that we cover in our course. We give you guys the three-step strategy to use when you encounter any reading question.
Exactly. The fear is real, guys. Like, the reading fear is real. That's why, like Lindsay said, you need the simplest strategies to trust. Okay? That trust is the most important thing because, guys, on the reading exam, first of all, he says, should I read the whole passage first, right? No, no. Guys, even native speakers do not have time to read the whole passage. You can't. That's why these strategies are imperative. And you are not going to be 100% sure of your answers. You're not. And you have to get used to that feeling and you have to be okay with that feeling. And that comes with, first of all, learning the strategies and trusting them. And second of all, applying them in test practice as often as possible. What this student now is doing now, he's just sort of flailing right?
Yeah.
Like, he's trying one thing, it doesn't work. Trying another thing, it doesn't work. And he's digging himself deeper into the hole because he doesn't have a system he could trust. So, of course, like, we this is what we offer in the reading module, guys. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can see all of the nines for reading that the three key students get. So what we can do today, I mean, there's not going to be time to explain all the reading steps you need to get that nine, but I can definitively answer one of his worries, which is what should he do first? Okay. So the first step, guys, is to skim the passage. Don't read the whole passage, right? You need to skim. Why do we skim? Do we skim in real life, Lindsay? Is this something that our students will already know how to do?
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, I think the most recognizable place for this is the newspaper.
Yes.
You guys may know if you listen to the show, I am rhyming all over the place right now. Anyway, I've like seriously accidentally rhymed like 6 times in the past 2 days. It's awesome. Okay. Anyway.
Should write a poem or something.
I know. Oh, there's the mailman. So I get the Sunday New York Times, which is enormous. And as you know, Lindsay and I are quite busy right now. And unfortunately, I don't have time to read most of it. So I end up skimming a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. So like the one section, like I'll read the front page in detail. I'll read that carefully. But then for the other sections, I just skim. I just read the beginning and maybe the like beginning of, 4 or 5 paragraphs to get the gist. If I'm interested, I'll read more. If not, I'll move on. So
I think we skim more and more now, especially because we don't have as much patience as readers as we used to. You know, we just want to get the information quickly and move on.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a skill that you guys already have. You just need to apply it to IELTS. So we skim the passage. Why do we do that? We do that to not to find answers, you guys. That's not the point. The point is to get our brains warmed up so we understand the gist. We understand the topic. And that way, when you do look at the questions, you know what they're talking about. Okay. Contrast this with what he's trying by going directly to the questions. If you do that, guys, you're not going to understand what they're talking about and you're going to have to read them a few times. Hey, IELTS candidates, if you want to know all the reading strategies to get you a 9 on the reading exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and join the 3 Keys IELTS Success Community today.
Yeah, there's definitely a way in which our brain relaxes when we do it in the right order, right? When we orient ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is stuff that Lindsay and I studied. Like we know these things about the brain. Like I got my master's in applied linguistics and all of that, research and scientific proof for acquiring language. That is the basis for our learning strategies be able to take in these skills that we're teaching you for IELTS. So it's sound advice. You can see that it works on our course page. And so we're obviously not going to go into it all today, but guys, that is the key. You have to skim first.
Yeah, very, very cool. Very important. And you have to go deep into a strategy. You know, I mean, this is actually, we should mention this now if we're getting to the end of the episode. We're starting to do Facebook Live appearances
for
Jessica here. Yes, very exciting. And I think we're going to start to do this every week. Is that right, Jessica? Is that what we're going for?
Every week, you guys. Oh my God. As we tape this episode, we just did the first one last week and we're doing another one tomorrow. Yes. It's so fun. Lindsay and I were talking about this before we recorded and I told her it was a little bit exhausting for me, but in a good way, guys. The reason why I shouldn't say exhausting because that sounds negative, but I feel like when I finished that Facebook Live class last week, okay, I have this feeling of like, whew, but like immense satisfaction. I this That's is cool. on this platform, this is the best way to interact in real time with as many listeners as possible. So it's yeah. so much fun, you guys. As I'm talking to you, I'm reading all your comments at the same time, responding right away. It's a conversation. It's as close to a conversation as you could get yeah. to me yes. without being in the course.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. And it's another way to get to know Jessica, to get to know our content, guys, and to get confident in what we're teaching you here before you're ready to get into the course, guys. So if you are a listener of this podcast and you want to come to our weekly live Facebook events, you can go over to the Facebook group and join the group. It's at facebook.com/groups/AllEarsEnglish. Now, this is not the Facebook group in our course, guys. That's different. That's only for members of our course. But this one is our open group where you will be able to see the Facebook Live Q&A. It's actually a Q&A, and I love that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Q&A format, is that working out well?
It's fantastic. We had so many questions last time that, I mean, that's the biggest difference between this and our the course Facebook group, is that I only answer these questions once a week for half an hour.
Right.
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 Like
exactly.
That is yeah. your 30-minute window into yes. my brain once yes. a week. But for the students yeah. in our course, I am answering questions in there every day. You know, they yeah. can ask me anything, no yeah. matter, yep. it doesn't matter. They ask me anything and I answer them right away. So
exactly. It's yeah. very different. And of course, the students in our course are in our materials, they're in our video lessons, and they're coming back with questions based on our strategy. Yeah. So it's very different. But this Facebook Live event, guys, is a really good way to get started. But you've got to make sure that you're there on time, right? Because we did have students that showed up late and tried to ask questions later, and they don't get an answer when they show
yeah,
up late,
no.
guys. So
I only answer questions yeah. in this little window, guys, but I do answer as many as I can. So this is your chance. Like, if you're, you know, if you're on the fence, you've heard us talk about the course, obviously.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
hear, you get a window into our strategies on this podcast, but maybe you still have a question, right? Maybe
yeah.
you've heard
yeah.
like the episode today about skimming and you're like, but I still, why should I do this? Where exactly yeah. do I look? Right? You still have another question about it. So this yes. is your chance to find out that we really know what we're talking about. Get a couple extra little tips that you don't get yeah. in the podcast. And then that'll help you make your decision, right? Whether to jump in to our course mm-hmm. and get the rest of the strategies.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's it. So let's let our listeners know what time it is next week. What time is the event going to be, Jessica?
All right. So for the foreseeable future, we're going to try and keep it regular because it's something you guys yep. could plan on doing.
Right.
We are aiming for Thursdays at mm-hmm. noon Pacific time. So if you yes. go to the time zone converter, we're in the time zone PST. So that's 12 p.m. PST.
Yeah. And it's, so if you're on the East Coast, it's 3 p.m. New York, Boston time. So just going over, convert that to your own time and go into the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/AllEarsEnglish. Request to join. We'll let you in right away and you'll be there ready to watch. It's going to be so fun. I'm excited for tomorrow.
It's so much fun, you guys. I know. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow as well.
It's going to be great. We hope to see you guys there. We want to see you in a different format, in a different way, connect with you in a new way, and we hope to see you in the group tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Well, this has been good, Jessica. We'll be back on the show again tomorrow to talk about this student speaking question.
Yes,
is that right?
To be okay. continued.
Yes, very cool.
All right. Awesome, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.